Good morning. Reading this morning from Merging with Shiva, lesson 226 and possibly 227, all about the aura. O'Grady was talking about the aura, and he assumes you have some idea of what it is, but just to remind us, the aura, human aura, is in the astral plane. And there's two parts to it, the outer aura and the inner aura. The outer aura is actually outer. It extends out somewhat beyond the physical body and reflects our current state of intellect and emotion. So if we're happy, it'll look one way. If we're sad, it'll look another. It's totally related to our current state of mind, the aura that extends out. The aura that's inside is congestions from the past. Gurudeva says it looks like modern art. Blob of color here, blob of color there, some black there. Those are events from the past we haven't resolved. He talks about both. The vast plasma of the mind is complete and finished in all of its various states, departments, areas, and moods. It only seems as though it is being created as we move our awareness through it. Each area of the boundless universe of the mind has its own colors and sounds. We interpret them through our nerves and register them as feelings. When we separate awareness from that which it is aware of, it is possible to separate feeling from that which we feel. Then we can become aware of the sound of feeling and the color of feeling, as well as the color of sound, the sound of color and the feeling of sound. It will require some good meditation on your part to fully grasp this concept, but in time you will come to understand the complete gamut of emotion and its vibratory rates as you begin to become aware of the aura around the physical body. So individuals tend to be different in their perceptions. Some are more feeling-oriented, others are more visual, color-oriented, others are more auditory, sound-oriented, and some are a mixture. So the way you perceive can be different than the way someone else perceives. When someone is flowing his awareness through sub-superconscious areas of the mind and programming his subconscious anew, his aura rapidly changes. You know he is progressing on the path, for his aura goes through various changes of color patterns week after week as he works inwardly with his awareness. A devotee sitting in meditation, diligently working within himself, will in the course of half an hour change the colors of his aura from 3 to 4 to 5 times as he moves his awareness from the instinctive intellectual areas into the brilliancy of sub-superconscious realms. His aura will take on shades of light blue and light yellow interlaced with white. So that's sub-superconscious. Then as he moves into superconsciousness, rays of light from the central source of energy will begin to emerge from the core of his spine and flood out through his aura and penetrate the atmosphere of the room. You feel his presence as a darshan. So that's superconscious when it gets into just light, strong light. The sub of the subconscious mind has an aura of its own deep within the outer aura that we have been describing. It is seen within the physical body itself and is different from the daily emotional intellectual aura which appears around the physical body as a result of awareness being in one area of the mind or another. So that's saying what I said at the beginning, the aura that's the outer aura reflects our current emotional intellectual state of mind. All the reactionary conditions of our past, which are currently reacting in our subconscious mind, are reflected in the colors of this inner subconscious aura. Oddly enough, the inner aura looks much like a modern art painting. This part of the aura does not flood out around the body, but hovers deep within the body in the area of the chest and torso. Peering deep into the torso, one can see its various colors. They do not move. Modern art painters may, without knowing it, be depicting the subconscious aura of themselves. Gurudeva did not like modern art very much. Seemed to be more of a self-indulgence than creating something for someone else's enjoyment. So maybe they're painting themselves and they don't know it. Maybe depicting the subconscious aura of themselves, their family, and their friends, for that is exactly what some paintings look like. The inner aura might look like this. On the left side of the chest, a large area of green. Down in the lower abdomen, a patch of red. Near the throat, yellow, and across the heart area are streaks of orange or purple. These colors do not move. They just remain there vibrating, and the rest of the aura moves around them. As soon as one begins to meditate, to gain enough control of awareness, the colors begin to move a little, the inner aura. When the meditator breaks out of his ordinary daily life habit patterns by beginning to reprogram his subconscious mind, his inner aura begins to change. When after a good meditation, a predominant subconscious reactionary pattern comes before his vision as if it happened yesterday, and he begins to react to it all over again, one of these color patterns may move up to the throat area. He will have to swallow. At that point, if you ask the question, what's on your mind, he would speak out this reaction. I always recommend it be written down and burned instead of spoken. Then that color leaves, never to reappear, and another one rises from underneath. A green color might leave and a brown one come up in its place. These repressed areas eventually will dissipate, and awareness, once divided in many different ways, will pull in its tentacles from externalized areas of the mind until it can move freely through all areas of the mind. The difference between writing it down and burning it and speaking it is that if you speak it, re-impressing it, it's strengthening the impression, which, you know, particularly if you speak to another person, then they ask you about it and this and that, it's strengthening what you're trying to get rid of, so it's counterproductive. Therefore, just keeping it in your mind and writing it down and burning it up and visualizing when you're burning it up that it's leaving the mind is a more effective way of getting rid of it. And the whole process is catalyzed by meditation. Meditation is bringing more spiritual energy into your aura, and that spiritual energy is cleaning house, so to speak, cleaning up the aura. It moves out these congestions in an automatic way. You don't have to try and do it. It happens. Even a powerful puja can do that. Just kind of bring something up in your mind. And if you write it down and burn it up, that's how you can get rid of it. So you remember the sutra that says, my devotees succeed in every undertaking by remolding their subconscious mind. First through doing vasanada tantra, writing down things from the past and burning it up, and then through affirmations. So that's the ideal sequence. Affirmations work better after you've cleaned up the mind some. In other words, the mind is easier to mold into a new pattern once you've cleared out the congestion that's down there through a combination of meditation and vasanada tantra. These repressed areas, I'll read this, I'm reading this sentence again on purpose. These repressed areas eventually will dissipate, and awareness, once divided into many different ways, will pull in its tentacles from externalized areas of the mind until it can move freely through all areas of the mind. So before we start this process, we're spread out. our attention is divided, our awareness is divided. We're aware of the past, and these thoughts keep coming up. And we're aware of the present, and we have certain concerns, and so we're spread out. Gurudev is saying these are like tentacles going out. So therefore, it's hard to focus on what we're doing. It's hard to meditate. We tend to jump to these magnetic areas within our own mind. We want to clear them out so that we don't do that, so that we can be one-pointed. Each time one of these deep-rooted subconscious reactionary conditions leaves, the inner aura becomes more fluid, brighter, and less rigid. The devotee becomes more wholesome. After an entire subconscious cleansing, due to maybe a year of someone working with himself and developing and reprogramming his subconscious mind positively, the chest would turn into a pure sheet of very beautiful yellow, and rays of white light could be seen coming out from it, out from within it. This would continue until the devotee stopped working with himself. And if he began dwelling more in subconscious areas or encounters, a condition in life which he is not able to face within himself, and regresses into resentment, selfishness, self-pity, and spite, the chest would cloud again and looked exactly like a modern art painting. The mind is like a vast universe. Man's individual awareness travels through the mind from one planet to another, one area to another. Or if we compare the mind to the world, man's individual awareness travels through the mind from hate to love, to joy, to sorrow, to all the various ideas and concepts within the mind as he would travel from country to country, city to city. Therefore, the human aura is very consistent. Each time man's individual awareness flows through love, the human aura reflects the pastel colors of love, as it would reflect the colors of hate, fear, jealousy, exuberance, compassion, and the various areas of the intellect. One can learn to read the colors of the human aura and know in what area of the mind the awareness of the person is flowing. Oh, there's two ideas there. The first one, again, is man's awareness traveling through the mind. Oh, it's a perspective that isn't the normal one. The perspective we have is normally is something doesn't exist till you think of it. And then you have brought it into existence by your thinking of it. Right? That's how we normally conceive things. But Gurudev is saying, no, that what you're thinking of existed before you thought of it. You just moved your awareness to the area of the mind where it always existed and will still exist after you stop thinking about it. Oh, like all these things are, you know, on a quiz show they say behind door one is this, behind door two is that. They're always there, but you don't see them, you know. So you're opening door one. Oh, there's a opening door two. And you see it, but it was always there. Oh, it changes the perspective into a more fluid one. The process of creating all these things ourselves is kind of cumbersome, but if we're just the awareness that's moving, just the awareness that's opening the doors and looking at something that already exists, we become more fluid in the mind, able to move more freely, able to be more detached. And then the last idea is it can be helpful in working with others, be they family members or friends, or in the professional, in your profession, to be able to see what state of mind the other person is in just by seeing their aura. You know, you know, for example, if you're the employee and someone else is the boss, you know the boss is in a bad mood today. Better not bring up the raise just by looking at the aura. You know, your child is smiling on the outside but crying on the inside because you look at the aura. Well, some people are like that. They don't want to reflect what's really going on. They'll hide it. And so you can see that by seeing what's going on in the aura. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. Om Namah Shivaya.